One thing greatly influenced Irish dance. In the 1750s, dance masters began to teach in small towns in Ireland. A dance master traveled within one county. He would stop in a village for about 6 weeks. While there, the dance master lived with a family. The villagers considered it an honor to give room and board to a dance master. The dance masters taught in kitchens, farm buildings, or even on the roads. Each dance master had a repertoire of dance steps that the students learned. The dance master often created new steps to fit the village he was in. Each dance master had his own territory, so different parts of Ireland developed different versions of the same dance. Later, at fairs, the village would hold a dance contest. The person who knew the most steps won the contest. Caption: These girls are performing an Irish step dance. Feature box: The Book of Kells. Many of the costumes for Irish dancers are based on the beautiful illustrations found in a famous Irish manuscript called the Book of Kells. This book's pages are decorated with illustrations drawn in bright colors or even in gold. Today, many people learn Irish step dancing. The dancers move very fast, clicking their heels and keeping their arms at their sides. You may have seen this dance on television. The dancers wear costumes that are based on artwork from the Middle Ages. The shirts are embroidered. The women wear skirts. The men wear kilts, a kind of skirt. All the dancers wear hard shoes. These shoes have hard soles and taps that make a clicking noise as they dance. Modern Irish step dances take place on large stages. Long lines of dancers move across the stage as their feet fly through the dance steps. At fairs, these dances are often performed on large wooden stages or even flatbed trucks.